You see, the hooping train has been just about destroyed as a result of that kind of action. I can remember my father saying it was not an uncommon thing to see several of the hooping trains in the field at one time, and that the doves came in such droves that it almost darkened the sky when you disturbed the flock of doves. Now we have blackbird here about like that today, but it seems that the blackbird thrives at the, perhaps at the, it may be that he's actually sort of forcing out some of the other birds.
Do you have any woodpeckers around in those years?
Woodpeckers were very plentiful when I was a child. We had a couple of mulberry trees at our place. The things just bore profusely in the late spring. And the woodpeckers was one of the birds that would gather there to feed on these things. Now, there's one type of woodpecker that you've probably read about that has been almost completely destroyed. I'm not familiar enough with that bird to really recall whether I saw him as a boy or not. But the regular woodpecker is has the white waist and red head, was very common. You just see them anywhere out any day you looked out, you'd see them. I seldom see one now. The little downy woodpecker, who's kind of gray in color and has a much smaller red crest, is probably the more plentiful of the two, and yet you don't see those every day. Now I can hear a downy woodpecker hollering almost every day around here. Well, yes, of course, I'm sure if you're familiar with the Walt Disney films, you have some idea about how the woodpecker sounds. Kind of a staccato kind of call. But he makes more than one kind of call. But one of his, it was a sort of a staccato thing. Maybe not quite as harsh as Walt Disney presents it, but close enough to it that you do recognize it when you hear it. See one of those things.
Do the farmers mind the woodpeckers at all?
Well, actually, woodpeckers, I never heard of anybody disturbing a woodpecker because they are beneficial in that they feed on beetles and things who are harmful to trees. So I don't think anybody, maybe some boy with a slingshot,
yeah.
Maybe, but I mean, I don't think a dove ever molested woodpeckers. A great many birds, though, are becoming just almost obsolete. I remember that as child, this old well sweeper mansion, the post that this sweep was mounted on, my mother planted a coral vine at the base of that. Of course, it grew up and just covered that post, and every spring and summer, the hummingbirds would just buzz about that. You could go out almost any time when those flowers were blooming, and you could see hummingbirds. Now I'm lucky if I see one hummingbird each summer. And I've planted coral vines that are climbing some of my pines for that purpose, to try to attract the hummingbirds.